Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 228 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And I am really excited to bring you my interview with Michael Wyatt from Flores Tortillas. You might know Michael from his previous restaurant, Flores Barbecue, which started in Whitney and then moved to Fort Worth. It was also a top 50 barbecue joint from Texas Monthly Magazine. Then Michael left, and a lot of people were wondering what happened. And we get into that. We talk about why he left, what the decision was. It was a mutual decision. But I'll let Michael say it in his words so you could hear it all. And then you could hear the different jobs that he took after that. Things that weren't fulfilling, things that he thought would be fulfilling. And then he started doing these tortillas on the side. And they're an homage to his grandmother on the Flores side. And like at his barbecue spot, they use beef tallow, rendered beef fat, in the tortillas. Insane. So understandably, you can understand why he's constantly selling out. He talks about how they're available. They now have nationwide ship. He wanted me to let you guys know that the shipping, they're still getting their hands around the shipping aspect, and they're still trying to figure out the best way to make it work properly. So if you could bear with them, there might be some glitches along the way, but they'll get that refined. So we go in depth about the tortillas. We talk about the potential of corn tortillas. He talks about potential other little pop-ups or restaurants or one day a week or 2 day a week things. Could involve tacos, could involve barbecue. So right now, if you want to get his tortillas, you can get them online. They sell out very quickly. He'll post on Instagram. I'll put a link to his Instagram below. He'll post when those are going to be available. Like today is Monday, August 24th. They went on sale. I went online exactly at 8 o'clock Pacific time, which was 10 o'clock Central time, and I did pick up some. So you can get them as soon as possible, but I know they are sold out by now. And then he sells in San Marcos and Whitney alternating weekends. Again, you could DM him for stuff. He also talks about his wholesale business and how he wants to expand that. He has his tortillas caged over at Guest Family Barbecue in Waco. They're using them for Taco Tuesdays. Hallberg has his tortillas too. They also have them in a retail case, so you can get those in Waco. Eventually, he'd like to pop up in all the major cities. This is really, really in-depth. He and I both thought that this is probably going to be about a 10-minute interview. Turned out to be a 40-minute interview. There's a lot of stuff in here. I can't thank Michael enough for taking the time and being so straightforward about his feelings and about how everything happened and what the future holds and how he's going about this to make sure that it does work out for his family and for the barbecue community and everyone else. And the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast and YouTube show is sponsored by Treaty Oak Distilling. They're available at treatyoakdistilling.com. On the website, you can get all their bourbon, rum, rye, gins, all their new ready-to-go things. Like, they have old fashions. They're going to have gin and tonics. They're going to have some really cool stuff, so keep checking back on their website. You could also go to their physical location in Dripping Springs. Their hours, check their social media because their hours do change. They were open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but they're expanding those hours. Alice's restaurant is there. It's a barbecue and live fire restaurant. They also have beer there. They have wine there. They want to accommodate anyone's drinking needs. As I said before, great people, great product, great products, tons of great products. Check them out, treatyoakdistilling.com. And if you're digging these, please subscribe, that way you don't miss out. Apparently you should subscribe and then click some little bell so you get notifications, because I put 2 to 3 of these out per week. I don't want you to miss out. If you're listening to this just on the podcast, at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints for all my YouTube stuff. I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com with tons of original content, breaking news, links to all the podcasts, YouTube stuff, as well as eventually information on my new website that's launching in September, which I think will be an awesome tool for you guys, a celebration of barbecue. I think it'll be really, really killer. I'm on all social media at Kevin's BBQ Joints. But again, stay safe. Thanks for listening. Support your local restaurant and support your local barbecue joint.
I mean, to be honest, really, I mean, it was just a kind of a mutual separation just from, you know, it was just one of those things that we got into the situation and it wasn't really working. I wasn't happy for multiple reasons, but I mean, a lot of it had to do with just being away from my family and just not being exactly what I wanted it to be. It was more of a mutual thing. It's like, you know, they were understanding of that. And, I was honest with them about how I felt about it. And then I just wanted to, you know, part ways, and we parted ways, you know, in a professional and good way rather than an ugly way. And they were very, professional and like, you know, I still keep in touch with a couple of the people out of that situation, and no hard feelings to anybody, and hopefully no hard feelings towards me, which I don't think there are. It was just something, you know, you get into the situation sometimes and they don't work out necessarily, and yeah, you just kind of have to walk away from it and regroup and learn from your mistakes. Now, was it easy after that for me to accept? It was a hard time, you know, for
and
a while.
How was that decision? Was that making that final decision? I'm sure you talked to your wife. I'm sure you dealt with stuff, and then you finally pulled the trigger. Was it was probably the night before that decision. How was that?
It wasn't like an all at once decision either. It was kind of a over time decision. It was like, you know, well, let's keep trying and see, you know, see if things.
So they understood that things were starting to kind of, okay.
Yeah. And so it was one of those things. It's like, we were trying to make it work. And you know, it got to a point where I was just like, you know, I'm not happy doing this anymore. And really, I think it wasn't even necessarily that situation broke the camel's back. It was more so, I think I was burnt out on barbecue. Like truthfully, I mean, truth be told, and
I'm sure there are people. I'm sure there's others that are too. I'm sure there's people watching this that probably are.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, like even before we even moved to Fort Worth, I think I had burnt myself out just working so hard. Mm-hmm. You know, doing. I mean, I was from the majority of the time, I was the only guy cooking. You know, the barbecue. I had one guy in particular that came in for a little while, and he took a lot of weight off my shoulders. But then he ended up having to quit for personal reasons. And so you know, like just all of that, you know, like it was, you know, going so hard for so long. I mean, we went for, you know, 2.5-3 years, just, you know, pushing and you know, and it was, don't get me wrong, like I enjoyed it, but at the same time, physically, emotionally, mentally, it takes a toll on you. So I feel like even before I moved to Fort Worth, like I was already burnt out. And so moving to Fort Worth, I guess I thought like, you know, it'll be helpful in a way, you know, because we'll be able to get people that can help and, you know, this and that. But it just didn't work out that way. And you know, so like, I don't necessarily blame any of the Flores Barbecue coming to a temporary end on that situation. I kind of just, it's kind of just a compilation of like everything that led up to that. And even before, like I said, before we moved to Fort Worth, I was already feeling burnt, you know, and I think a lot of people in the business feel that way and maybe not admit it even to themselves. Cause I know I didn't admit it to myself for a long time. And, you know, at a point you just like, you just have to be honest with yourself and eventually just say, hey, you know, okay, I need to regroup. And mm-hmm. So after we stopped this Fort Worth thing, you know, I went a whole different direction. I ended up, you know, going to work for some other people, and I was, you know,
food business, right? Weren't you?
Yeah. In the food business. Yeah. I was working for basically a cafeteria style, food company that, you know, we were a third party company at a manufacturing facility. And so, but it was like a little bit higher end, you know, they wanted to be a little bit higher end. And so that's why they brought me on.
Was it sales?
No. So I went to go work for Cisco for a little bit. I definitely did not that.
No, because I have a friend that did that for a little bit too. And it drove me crazy.
That definitely just was not my bag. Nothing against Cisco.
It takes a certain type of individual. It's high stakes, high pressure. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just not, I just wasn't cut out for that. And so I was like, no, I'm good. But after that, that's when I went to go work for that other company that was, you know, I was able to create, I was able to cook other things other than barbecue. You know, I didn't cook brisket probably for a good, you know, 3-4 months at least.
After doing it so much.
Yeah, after doing it day in, day out. And actually, you know, it was actually kind of, it made me anxious. It was weird to actually like cook barbecue again. Like it made me anxious for a long time. And I was just like, yeah, just, you know, I'll do it later. So I was enjoying really like cooking everything else. I mean, people like started noticing on my like Instagram page, I started, you know, toying with like fermentation and, you know, other, you know, things that, you know, really, you know, let me express myself through my food.
Your creativity.
Other than just barbecue, because you get in this monotonous like cycle of you're making only barbecue, you know, these, you know, like 4 or 5 meats at least every single week, every, you know, for 4 or 5 days out of the week. And, you know, it's great and all, but it takes a toll on you. I think some people are okay with that because they don't have any like and I don't mean to talk bad about people, but some people are just okay with that, you know. But
certain people like a certain routine. Like I think that for me too, mm-hmm. for a lot of jobs, like I'll work a certain job for 3-4 years, and then all of a sudden I just it doesn't it's the enthusiasm for that profession or whatever I'm doing, I'm sure that happens like for the like a great pizza maker or a great, I'm sure after a while you're like, do I want to make another pizza? Like people love it and they line up, they light out the door. But so I could see that. That makes sense. And it's, I don't think there's anything like, there's people though that like that routine, I think.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And but for me, it's just not, that's just not, I went to culinary school and I enjoy food in general, not just barbecue. And so like, you know, my creativity just took like a stand, you know, a halt for like however many years, you know, a few years, and just, you know, I wasn't able to, I mean, I was able to, but I didn't have the energy. Mm-hmm. Like after cooking the barbecue, I just didn't have the energy to be, you know, more creative and try to, you know, innovate.
And people probably look though, that like that you made the top 50 and that you got, people probably look at that and go, they can't believe, because not many people have shifted courses after something like that. You might be the first. I don't know.
Well, and see, and you know, and that's okay. You know, that's because I'm in that, like you were saying earlier, I'm just kind of in that mindset of like, if something's not intriguing to me, if something's not fun to me anymore, or a challenge anymore necessarily, you know, I want to do something else. And I've done that with jobs, especially is like when I get to the point where like, I'm only teaching and not learning, because you can teach and learn at the same time.
For sure.
But like, if you're just teaching and not learning, you get to a point where it's just like, okay, I gotta further myself, because like I always want to educate myself. I feel like education's never, especially in the food industry, is never over. There's always going to be somebody that's better than you, somebody that knows more than you.
Yeah.
And so, and that's a great thing, because you can always learn. And like the thing before I started doing the tortillas was I wanted to, I've been doing tortillas, but you know, when I really decided that was going to be our new business, I was like, I'm going to start baking. That's going to be my, cause like that's always been a daunting, like, thing over my head. You know, it's like baking is something that most like chefs, like they have a baker, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like you're either,
there's like those two paths,
or you're a chef. Yeah. And so and baking class is usually like the chef's like least favorite class, because, you know, in culinary school, because, you know, it's very precise measurements, and you know, it's very, you know, cut and dry. Like, so that was kind of my idea of like wanting to, you know, go on and just do like, okay, I'm going to learn this trade because like, it's something that I'm not good at. You know, I want to learn something that I'm not good at, because, you know, that's how you grow as a person. That's how you grow as a professional. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Stagnant is a perfect word for it. You don't want to be in that situation.
How did that go?
Well, I did a couple of sourdough recipes and stuff like that, especially, you know, during all this time, you know, people were baking more and stuff. So it was definitely hard to get, you know, commercial yeast and stuff. So I said, you know, I dabbled in doing some sourdough before and stuff like that. And so did that for a little bit. But then we started making tortillas so I could make a little extra money on the side. You know, that was the idea of it. It's like, I was like, hey, I told my wife, anything about me doing like 20 dozen a weekend, you know, it didn't take me much to do 20 dozen. You know, I have the machine, you know, the press for it and stuff like that. So, you know, 200 extra bucks a weekend, you know, over a month, you know, that's
like for a farmer's market. Were you thinking, because you do a couple farmer's markets, right? Is that what you're
thinking? Yeah. Well, we do the farmer's market in Whitney. Okay. And so I was just talking about doing just out of the house.
Oh, I thought.
Just like, hey, you know, people, yeah, just somebody just come pick them up. You know, it's 20 dozen. It's not that, you know, I can sell 20 dozen fairly easily. And so, you know, I was like, you know, an extra 800 bucks a month, you know, that's my truck payment plus, that's, you know, big, a couple other bills, right? Yeah. So, but then, you know, I put those first like 20, I think 20 or 25 dozen for sale that first weekend, and then they were like gone in like 10 minutes. I mean, literally like this. I mean, I posted them the day that that I made them, and they were gone.
Oh, that's killer.
And so
that says something.
And so I was like, okay, well, you know, let's make a couple more in the next time. And then, you know, it kind of kept growing. And then I started, you know, a lot of people from my hometown, San Marcos, they were asking, you know, hey, you're going to be in town, you know, and then friends from Austin, you know, barbecue friends and different stuff. And so it just kind of gradually, you know, I mean, actually pretty quickly grew to like, you know, I was up to like 100 and 120 dozen a week. And I'm like, okay, like, this is getting,
that's a good amount.
You know, getting a little out of hand, which is, you know, which is, it's a great thing. Like, it's a great, you know, it's a great thing to have that kind of support. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I was making more on the weekend than I was, you know, 5 days at work. And I was like, well, that doesn't make much sense for me to be working, you know, 5 days a week doing that when I could be putting those 5 days towards a business that, you know, could potentially make me quite a bit more money. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not about the money necessarily, but you know, any business, of course, is you know,
but making money and also fill that void that competitiveness and that also that drive for creativity to do something and create turn something into nothing. I mean, for not turn something the opposite, turn something from nothing into something.
Into something, yeah. And also, you know, a lot of it has to do with like, what is this going to get me in the future? You know, because like my goal in life is not to open a tortilla factory and that's it. You know, like that's the rest of my life. That's definitely not where this is leading, and nor do I want it to. I mean, eventually, yes, I want to have a tortilla factory that can, you know, run itself. I can have the right people in place that, you know, the quality stays high as possible. And we're producing a great product and still doing, you know, making it special. But at the same time, it can lead to me being able to finance my own concepts down the road.
You're using those tortillas at that concept?
Whether that's the case or I want to do any other concept I want to do again, I don't ever like want to put myself in a gotcha. In a box again. You know, like, yeah, I want to be able to still like, I want to be able to like, say, if I want to do any kind of concept, whether it's Tex-Mex or tacos or barbecue, or if I want to do Southern country food, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it is, you know, I'm always going to do it at a high level. This will give me the opportunity to do whatever I want to do. Yeah. And that's the way I see it is it's a move to where we're giving a great product to people that, whether it's an individual, whether it's a restaurant, whatever it may be, to increase, you know, the quality of their food. Mm-hmm. And it's providing me and my family a living that is a comfortable living without having to kill myself, you know, with doing barbecue, which is barbecue is a hard business. If you're cooking on offset smokers and you know, you're putting in the hours and you're paying the high cost of all the meats. And I think a lot of people just don't see the inner workings and don't see the true ugly part of it. And don't get me wrong, I don't mean to be a person that it's a, I'm not a half-ass empty kind of guy, but at the same time, there has to be some kind of truth come out that it is a hard business. And it is, I mean, it's probably, and I've had different chefs tell me out of, you know, they're like, man, we, you know, being in the business is hard, but barbecue is a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a whole other level than just, you know, being in the industry that is already hard.
Yeah, the food industry itself is not easy.
Yeah, it's a cutthroat, you know, down and dirty business. That, you know, people only see these celebrity chefs that have made it, you know, look easy and have staffs of, you know, hundreds of people. And
But if you look at a lot of those people, they've gone through a couple wives or husbands, and it takes a toll on their family life. It takes a toll physically. Some of them you could see look drained.
Yeah, definitely. And it takes a lot out of you. And that's the thing, is like, I was like, I don't want to be that father. I don't want to be that husband. I don't want to, you know, I want to be, you know, I want it to be a balance. And I think that's a big thing in the industry right now too, as a whole, is like trying to find a life work balance, you know? And so,
and having this cash flow would be nice, to have that cash flow for the other project.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's where the tortilla business came, you know, and like I said, it was more of like, let's make a little extra money on the side. And it's become something where I can really produce enough, and hopefully, you know, we're moving into a kitchen this coming week.
Okay.
It's actually our old kitchen from the barbecue restaurant.
Oh, it is. Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah, because the restaurant portion, or the, you know, the eating area, that ended up being turned into a game room, funny enough, like a almost like a gambling game room kind of thing. But the kitchen, they never used it, and they didn't plan on using it. So I called my old landlord and said, hey, you know, what do you think about this? And, you know, we worked out a deal, and so we're going to be moving in there. We got a new tortilla machine.
Is that what that picture that on the recent Instagram?
Yeah. That was it's a press. It's a combo press, and it cooks them, and it does everything. You know, all you have to do is really get the dough balls ready. Wow. You just drop them in there, and it does the rest for you. So that at full capacity, if we have the dough balls ready to go, we'll do 900 an hour. Wow. So that will 900 tortillas an hour. So so that will increase our production dramatically. But, you know, we're trying to grow at a steady rate to where, you know, we don't get overwhelmed and try to, you know, go all out. And I've already hired a couple of girls that work for me previously. So, you know, it's good to have people that I can trust. And eventually, like I said, I want to have people in place that they can run the business, and I'm able to, concentrate on other things that I want to do.
So will you be doing, you'll be doing wholesale as well as like to rest, you want
Yes.
to do to restaurants. And then I noticed that you've been talking, I think you talked to Jose as well about doing shipping nationwide. You want to do that. That's another goal, right?
Yeah, so nationwide shipping should be actually possible within the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
That's our goal to get that. Really, right now, all that's holding us back. We were having trouble finding, shipping rates that were reasonable, but now we have that. But now it's just a matter of being able to produce enough. And so we'll be shipping. We are going to have wholesale prices for restaurants as well.
Smart.
And then we're probably going to put in like a pickup window kind of thing, so people can pick up locally as well. And I'm hoping that we can do kind of similar to what HEB does, or I mean, what HEB here in the state, in Texas. I forget, it's not everywhere.
We wish it was. I wish it was. I wish it was here in Los Angeles.
HEB has where you can get fresh tortillas, like warm, so those are all in the work.
What makes your tortilla special?
We do smoke the beef fat that goes into them, which that originally started in the barbecue restaurant where, we had excess fat from the briskets that we trimmed. And so, that's how that started. And actually, the way that I thought about it was, and I know it's been done before. I'm not saying that I'm the first. I mean, I don't know about the smokes part of it. That might be something that we're pretty close to being one of the few, or at least the few that do it.
Easily.
But the beef fat tortillas have been around for a long time. I'm not saying that we were the first ones to do it by any means. But when I was talking to the owner of Adamson Barbecue, we just had conversations throughout, through social media and stuff, and he was saying that they use their beef fat in their bread
Oh yeah,
recipe.
that's
And
right. They do. I
so
forgot about that. Yeah.
yeah, and so I was like, well, why can't we do that in tortillas? Because at the time we were using pork fat, and then just we had the space on the pit, so we were like, yeah, we'll just throw it in some hotel pans, and that way we don't have to have a pot going in the kitchen. And so yeah, that's how they ended up giving it kind of a subtle smoky flavor. And so that's
Weren't people getting asking for a lot? Were you selling them to it at the beginning? You weren't, and then you started selling them, right? Is that how it
really,
works?
we would only sell them if we had extras. I mean, because we were making such a small amount. I mean, because we, on top of everything else, and tacos ended up, originally tacos were a special. They were only on, I believe, Thursday or Friday. That ended up turning into every day we would do tacos because they were so popular. And then we would have the ones that we would just put on the trays and, in place of white bread. So yeah, it was just kind of a thing where we only made a certain number, and that was it. That's all we could do, because on top of everything else.
And people love the heck out of them. They really
Yeah, and
do.
people really loved them, and that was one of the things that made us special. And so, and that was something when I started thinking about doing anything, really, I was like, what could I make, like I said, on the side, that I can make a little extra cash, on top of my job, my day job or whatever. And that was like, oh, tortillas, that's a pretty simple thing I can do. I mean, it's a little bit of labor, doing the dough and all that stuff, but it's really not that big of a deal. It's still a product that can be refrigerated, it can be frozen, it's something that, it's not like, I have to sell it right then and there. It can hold for a minute, even though we have a hard time keeping them in stock. But
I've never frozen tortillas. How does that, does it work pretty good?
I mean, it's just like bread. I mean,
Okay.
bread is
I freeze bread, yeah.
it's really forgiving to being frozen. And so, yeah, it freezes really well. And we actually put sheets in between each tortilla. That way, they don't stick at all. Because sometimes you get moisture that's just built up, and even if you cool them down, they're just gonna, once like a real, fresh flour tortilla that's not Mission brand or, one of the, they will stick together. They will mold.
You know, it's funny when I talked to Jose too. I think he brought up Mission. He's like, "Do not buy those. Do not buy." I mean, dude, he's like, you know, if you have to get a tortilla, but overall, try to get something local. Try to get something that's handmade. That's
Yeah,
fresh. Yeah.
and that's the thing, is I like at the beginning I had people tell me, oh well, they molded within a day, and I was like, yeah, they don't have any preservatives. They, you know, they're not like your store-bought tortillas that are gonna. And it didn't even cross my mind to tell people that, you know. So now we tell people to refrigerate them, you know, as soon as they get them home.
That's good to know. Okay, I'll make sure to mention that in the intro too.
Definitely refrigerate them. We vacuum seal them now. We have a commercial vacuum sealer, so we vacuum seal them, so they're good for about 2 weeks in the fridge. I mean, after the seal is broken, it might be a little less, but it just kind of depends. But definitely in the freezer up to a month. They'll be good. So that's why some people will buy, you know, 3 or 4 dozen, and they'll throw, you know, they'll have one in the fridge and, you know, a few in the freezer. So they'll pull them out whenever they want them. So yeah, it works out really well. And then with the vacuum sealing, they have a little bit of extra time in the shipping process. So that's what we were having trouble with our previous packaging, is that they were molding by the time they got to the customer. And so they're taking out some of that air, or most of the air, out of that packaging, and also letting them cool. Try to let them cool all the way to room temperature before we pack them, has definitely helped that. There's different mold inhibitors that have been presented to us, but we don't know that we want to do that yet, or if we want to do that at all. We have to do some R&D that we haven't done yet, to make sure that it doesn't change quality, it doesn't change flavor, and then obviously if there's any allergen to the, you know, we got to do all that. So that might be something, that way that the shelf life is a little bit longer. But we're never going to turn into that one that dozen of tortillas you can put on the counter for a month and it'd just be fine.
Yeah, but it's funny. Just, yeah, like if like the ones that like that, like Mission, like I've had out for a long time, and I'm like, they're bad. I'm like, oh, they're not bad. Well, that's weird. That's scary. They should be bad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, your food shouldn't last that long on the counter.
No. And then so now with shipping, like I think I've seen them on, I think on the West Coast. So you've been testing a little bit of seeing how they
that's to, you know, personal friends of mine and stuff, because I know that they'll be understanding if something is wrong, you know, rather than sending them to a customer that I don't know. And they're like, and then they just blow me up.
Yeah.
Cause like, I know if I get my friends, they'll like post it. If it's good, they're not going to post it if it's bad. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, and that's the thing, is like, I want to make sure that this is right before we do it. You know, I don't want to do it if it's not right. And I don't want to rush it if it's not right. And I hope people understand that. And I did make a video kind of explaining the situation and telling people, you know, cause like once, Jose wrote that article, It was a blessing, and we love it. But at the same time, like, we had people just like, hey, I need to order them. Hey, I need to order them. And that's great. And like I said, we really appreciate it. But at the same time, like, I don't want to put out a product that I don't stand behind, you know. And
people should appreciate that. They should.
So that's why we're just trying to take our time. We're trying to get it out as quick as possible, but we're also trying to do it as well as possible. And so, yeah, that's kind of where we're at the moment.
What's the website going to be?
It's FloresTortillas.com. Okay. And it's already up. People can go to it, but you just can't order. It's like, it stops you from ordering right now. But we'll have all of our merchandise. I'll be ordering more of these caps.
Yeah, I was going to say those caps were killer.
Which were super popular, which surprised me.
Is that from Brady? Did he create it?
Yeah. Brady does all my Flores Tortilla designs and stuff. Like, he's a magician, and I have him working on some other projects too. M. Brady Clark
for people.
Yeah. Dude's insane, insanely talented. Yeah, so he did this one, and we have like, this is actually a combination of two of the, I think, 8 designs that he did for me.
Wow.
I've only really used 2 of the 8 that he's sent. Okay. So I have more in store for people once we start doing more merchandise and stuff like that. So,
and then also the shirt, I think I have a maroon shirt.
Yeah, it was, and that one was kind of a weird situation with Brisket Country. You know, I don't want to get into that. That's a more of a Brady question, but yeah, so they had to stop. Really what happened is it just kind of came to a halt for the reasons that he will let you know.
Yeah.
But as far as these caps, I am in touch with the person that he was working with on the embroidery and stuff like that. And I should be getting those. Really, the holdup right now is the blanks. He can't get the blanks at the moment.
Okay.
So he's waiting on that. They're on back order. Once those come in, he'll do the patches and get them put on for us. And then I'll have more of those in stock. And we're also going to do, this one, and we're going to do a red, white, and blue kind of version of it. And then we'll have more shirts and all that. But that's all going to come with time.
Yeah.
And we'll have it all on. online, and that will all be available at FloresTortillas.com.
So I might have a special shirt that no one else has, actually.
Yeah. Well,
it fits.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, some people have it. It's probably about, I don't know, 40 or 50 people that have that same shirt. But that's a limited edition.
But you are going to a limited edition. But you will be having other shirts and other additional
stuff. Yeah, we'll have all kinds of stuff eventually. And I don't know if you saw our post yesterday.
Oh, the
tortilla face mask, you know, I had been thinking about it a couple of days, and some people posted or tagged me in a post. It was kind of similar, but it was more joking.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, you know, maybe we should do it. And I've had
a crazy
response to it, way more than I thought, which is great. You know, it was originally just going to be for us, just for the staff. Because we're going to have to wear masks anyway, so I figured it'd make it fun, you know, and then people just, you know, they love them. So now I'm going to have to order more and do all that, so.
And I feel bad, too, because the two hats that you sent me for the contest are in someone else's hands. Someone else has them. I wish I'd kept them, because those Flores barbecue hats, they were killer, too. They were cool. They're very unique. Yeah. I could see you have creative juices that flow even for the merchandise.
Yeah, and it's in my head. It just doesn't come out of my hands, so I usually have to get somebody else to do that part of it. So I have a lot of ideas, but I can't execute them like people like Brady can do. That's a true talent for sure.
No, but it's nice that you have that you have the ability to offer that too. I think that'll be a cool ancillary thing.
So the business itself, it has exponential growth. You know, it's like it's sky's the limit, really. Mm-hmm. But personally, I feel like there's going to be a point where I'm going to have to just be like, okay, that's it. You know, we're at a point where I don't want to grow anymore because quality, I guess at the point where quality starts to suffer,
mm-hmm.
that's where we'll cut.
So you'll stay at a certain level.
That's the plan. Yeah. I don't want to turn into a nationwide thing that you can get at Walmart or even at convenience stores. Like my goal, because I want it to be special. I want somebody to be like, man, we got to go to a certain place to get the tortillas because they're special, mm-hmm. you know, because we do put a lot of effort. We put a lot of time and, you know, I wouldn't say blood, sweat and tears like barbecue, but we have put a lot of effort into this as well. It's kind of an homage to my, like, you know, my Florida side and my grandmother and stuff like that, because, you know, she tried to teach me at least. And I kind of tried to recreate what she did before, even though it might not be her exact recipe, but it's what I remember eating as a kid.
So do you think you'll stay? Do you think you'll stick with this one specific tortilla, or do you think you'll be creative?
No. So what we want to do is, so right now we use post oak wood to smoke our fat.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to do a little bit of testing out some different woods, specifically mesquite and pecan. So they're all like Texas woods, to see if it changes the flavor profile. If it doesn't change the flavor profile, we probably just won't even mess with it. But if it does, those three different varieties will be available. And also, this is the big one, and a lot of people are asking, is corn tortillas. But that one is that I don't have any experience in, and I will not lie, I have no experience doing corn, but I know that if we do it and when we do it, it will be the correct way. You know, we'll do the whole process. You know, we'll get the corn, you know, and soak it, and I can't think of the process, what it's called, but
you'll figure it out. Like,
I'll figure it out. Yeah, and then we'll grind it and do everything like that. So we're gonna do it the right way, the hard way, of course. But that's the eventual goal. But you know, we have time. We have time to figure all that out.
Yeah.
We got to catch up with the flour tortillas first.
So right now you're focused on this, and then, because I'm sure you get questions all the time, and I'm sure you expected me to ask you about a restaurant or something down the road. That's more 2021, 2022. Like right now you're focused on the Flores tortillas. That's the...
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that comes to mind that I may be able to do sooner rather than later would be a taco spot, at least maybe like a day or two a week taco spot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not promising anything. Don't take this as gospel, but
it'll be that'll be the headline. It'll just be Michael's opening up a taco place in August.
The clickbait.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's definitely, I'm not making any promises, because I want to make sure that, yeah, it's in the back of my mind. It's not far-fetched, and barbecue is something that people ask me every day. I can't go into the local stores here and not be, you know, asked, when you open the barbecue place, you know, you're back in town, we know you're back in town, when are you going to open up, you know? And so You know, and it's great, and I really appreciate that people. But so eventually, like, if we do barbecue again, and we're going to do a barbecue place again eventually, but I don't want people to think it's going to happen next week. It will be a Saturday only place. I don't want even a 3 or 2 day. I want it to be one day, you know. And so that will be, because it will be a pet project at that point, and it will be enjoyable at that point. But again, when that's going to happen, I don't know.
Who knows? And you seem good. Like I know right now, you know, it's COVID time. Everybody's like in a weird headspace, but it seems like you have something that could distract you from how weird the world is right now.
Yeah. You know, and I think that this whole situation that everybody's in together, it's really how you react to the situation. Now, the restaurant industry and my friends that are in the restaurant industry, I feel for them so much because they have been impacted in a way that I can't even imagine being in business. I mean, in a way, it's a blessing that I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, because you know, I hate to say that, but really, like, I couldn't imagine, you know, being in business and having employees that you have to, you know, either let go or furlough or just, you know, have to pay them and not pay yourself or, you know, whatever it may
be. And worry about their safety and then the customer safety. And
if you're going to if you decide to reopen and have to go through all the protocol and stuff like that, like it is, I mean, massive. It's something that is, it's unimaginable. And so, you know, but at the same time, it has given me the opportunity for people that, you know, their people are staying home and they're, you know, they're cooking more at home. And so, you know, it's actually a good thing for our product. Our product is a good thing at this time. And it's given us the opportunity to grow as a business. And, you know, and so in a way, it is a good thing for me and the business. It gives us the opportunity to get into that market while I can.
How do they get tortillas from you?
So right now they're available on alternating weekends. One weekend will be in San Marcos. Okay. And really that's pre-order only because we don't have a spot at the farmer's market or anything. It's just, I truthfully tell them at my mom's house, just off the porch, you know, people come and pick them up. But they're all pre-ordered.
Pre-order via DM or something, or how do they like?
Yeah, they DM me DM me on Instagram or Facebook.
Okay,
and that way I'm not technically selling them there. It's just like they're just picking them up.
Yeah.
And so, and then the other one is the farmer's market in Whitney. So really, it's just every alternating weekend. So like this coming weekend, I'll be in San Marcos.
Okay.
Next weekend, then the next weekend, I'll be in back in Whitney. At the farmer's market.
But this weekend's already sold.
It's already done. Yeah. I have them all sold. They're already, everything's already done. I haven't had to post the last couple of times I went to San Marcos. It's like people already order them before I even have to make a post, which is great.
That's cool.
But
that's
really, again, I want to be able to produce enough that everybody that wants them gets them, or at least has the opportunity to get them.
So then, and then down the road, you will probably have it more where you could pick up, like buy at the farmer's market, right? Well, like, is that, I guess I'm trying to think of like how, or would it just be all be pre-order? I guess it could be pre-order.
People still buy at the farmer's market, and I really don't take many pre-orders at the farmer's market. It's more a first come first serve in that situation. Oh, gotcha. Because okay. I am actually selling there.
Oh, okay.
But eventually, I mean, well, hopefully with the next couple of weeks, we'll be selling them from the kitchen, so people can get them Monday through Friday there, or they can go on Saturday to the farmer's market.
Okay. I'll get that address from you again. I think I had it from before.
Yeah, it's 2222 State Highway 22.
A lot of 22. 22, 22.
Yeah, a lot of twos, which is, makes it easier to remember.
Super easy.
So if people want to drive down and get them in line, like I said, we'll announce through my social media when all of this is available.
For
and
sure.
We'll have on the website, you know, all that stuff. We'll get it all squared away on that and that aspect. After that, then, you know, shipping will be available, so you don't necessarily have to come to Whitney to get them. I mean, you can always make the drive out to Whitney. It's a pretty drive from anywhere you come, really.
Yeah, exactly. And this day and age, it's kind of nice to get the heck out for a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And so, so once we're shipping nationwide, and we've really had, it's kind of a weird situation where we've had so many people asking for tortillas. Like California and Florida, those have both been big spots of people asking, but Ohio, we have a lot of people in Ohio. For sure. I don't know what it is about Ohio, but I love that they have interest in us. And
so a shout out to Ohio on this.
Yeah, shout out to Ohio for some reason that is not known to me.
But no, there's a lot of people too that once I do know that you can ship, I have a lot of friends that will want, because they always ask me about that, and that's something that even I'm in California, you think it would be easy, but to get really good tortillas, it's not easy. In a lot of places too, they sell out really quick because tariffs.
I've been in talks with Danny over at Heritage about, maybe going out there doing some kind of collaboration, once they get
Please
up and
do.
running and stuff, once things maybe once things cool down just a little bit more, we'll do something out there hopefully. And
That's fun.
I gotta figure out how to take my tortilla press on the plane.
Have to be in the cargo
Because I
hold or
really, I
something.
don't know that I want to drive to California. That's down the line too. So, then, and we'll be doing a lot. I want to do a lot of collaborations with people, because I, again, I still like doing barbecue. I still like cooking, with fire. So, this also gives me that outlet of like, hey, I want to go cook with, like, I cooked with my buddy Brett down in Rockdale not long ago. We did a whole hog, but we kind of,
I
I put
saw
a
that.
spin
That
on
was
it.
cool.
I did a little spin on that, and then we put it in our tortillas. And so, I still got to cook. I still got to,
You get to be around the people that world you still love that world. It's just,
Yeah, of course. And I love the people,
yeah.
especially. I
You wouldn't
mean,
be
all
doing this
my,
right now with this crazy guy from
yeah.
California if you didn't like the world.
No, but and that has been a huge, like, the support that I've had for my barbecue family. Like, I can't thank any of them enough. I know I should name names, but Brett himself, but John Brotherton, Carrie from Snow's, Shane Styles has reached out to
Oh,
me,
that's nice.
Arnes from Evie Mays, the Ragels, I mean, and I don't, if I don't mention your name in this video and you've reached out to me, don't take offense, but that's how many people have reached out to us and showed support and just want to help us as a business and help us to grow and have just given us well wishes. And it's crazy because, it's like I'm not necessarily doing barbecue anymore, but those people that have their lifelong friends and lifelong contacts that help us along the way, and it shows. Like, people talk about the barbecue family all the
I
time.
was gonna say that shows.
Yeah, I mean, it shows like that once you're in, like, and you're a part of that group, and the people in that group are so special and so great that they're there to support you, and because we support each other. And that's what, and I think that in this kind of time, especially with how crazy things are, it's been nuts. And then, the ones that have like already helped us, with like guests in Waco. They're using our, Cade over there is using our tortillas for Taco Tuesday.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's killer. That's cool to know.
And Hellberg, they're using, well, so we've done one collaboration. We did a barbacoa collaboration, which was way more successful than we had imagined it would have been. So the next time we do a collaboration, we're definitely going to ramp up what we do. I think we're going to do a couple of goats or something next time
That's
we do
cool.
something together. We'll get his mill scale toy out there and
Gosh, you
do
got like
something on
it's
that.
and there's a lot.
And
Gosh, there's so much. Like, think about it. Like the names you dropped already are amazing humans too. That's just so
oh,
cool.
they're amazing people. And they're also available for retail at Hellberg as well, in their case.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, and that's kind of the idea too, is eventually we want to have retail spots where people can pick up, and especially at least in the major cities, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and I know Houston, a lot of people in Houston have showed it some interest, and I've actually had people drive from Houston to San Marcos to get some,
Wow. Good for them.
which is a pretty good drive. Yeah, it's just been nuts, but it's been a blessing. And this is, it's one of those things, it happened organically. It was something that I didn't expect for it to take off like it did, but now we're trying to lean into it and go with the momentum, and hopefully down the road, we will be able to open up concepts without having to take on any investors or anything like that. I'll be able to do it on my own and
That's important.
be able to support my businesses through maybe this business, or at least start them,
I think so.
in
I
this
think so.
business.
That's
Yeah.
awesome. That's the goal, and it's just nice to see you too, just to see your face and to see you in still in this world because you're an important part of that
Yeah.
world.
And it's great to be there. And I'm so much happier, really, truthfully. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want people to think that I hated barbecue. That's not it at all. I was at the point where I was burnt out, and it was taking a toll on me, physically, emotionally, mentally, And you know, and I wasn't seeing my family as much. Even when I lived here in Whitney, even when they were here and they would come to the restaurant, it was like, it was never, you had that, you never really had the quality time that is so important, especially with my son. He's about to turn 4, you know, and yeah. That's crazy how fast that happens.
Crazy.
You know, when he was born a month and a half after we started the business.
Well, and I think people probably understand that more now because of COVID, because they're spending more time with their family. And so people are appreciating that time. So I think you know, they can understand why you would want to spend more time with your family.
Yeah. So, you know, but yeah, that's what's going on with us. And, you know, hopefully within the next couple of months, we'll be full speed. Full steam ahead. And then the holidays, we have some special stuff that we want to do. I'm not making any promises, but the holidays, we have some special stuff that we want to do. Whether that happens or not, that kind of depends on how busy we get with the flour tortillas. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
That's cool. Well, thank you, Michael, for taking the time. And thank you for sharing. And we spoke for almost an hour about everything. So, gosh, this is really, really a great talk. And I feel like I understand where you came from and what you're doing. And then when I do post a companion blog, I'll put an old interview in it too, so people can kind of see like where your whole journey before and now this journey now. But I'm not going to I'm not going to connect it to the YouTube part, but just when I write it, just so people, if people want to see what your mindset was prior to everything, this is really good. You're in a good space. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you, you know, reaching out to me and wanted to do another little interview. I know it was supposed to be 10 minutes, but it's kind of hard to fit all that in 10 minutes.
I do want to
shout out to Matt from Meat Church. I didn't mention him in the name before, but your cap reminded me, but he was huge for us, especially for our social media, and such a nice guy. And he, when he posted a couple of pictures, I mean, it's crazy. The popularity that guy has amassed over the time. Yeah, he has a huge following. The congregation has grown tremendously, and he definitely helped us out by posting a couple of pictures and stuff like that. So I just definitely want to give him a little shout out.
That's awesome. That's a great way to wrap this up. Yeah, Matt's a killer guy, and it's amazing. His success is another one of those. Like, he wants success for all of us, and it's really cool to see. And it's nice that he's, you know, helping contribute to your success as well. You deserve it. You deserve a good life, for sure.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Definitely.
Thank
well, have a good week, and then if I have any additional questions, I'll ask you. But I'll get this up as soon as I can. I have a couple more to post, but then after that, I'll get it up.
Sounds good. Appreciate you.
All right. Have a good weekend. Good to see you. Appreciate you too. All right. Take care.
All right, bye.